Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, and this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
A new psychological study found that embracing silence in your relationship is actually a good thing.
You hear that, wife?
In fact, it's one of those surprising things that just all of a sudden it's good for you.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
So this comes from verywellmind.com, and it's surprising ways to make your relationship even better. So obviously we know the things that are actually good for it. But
stop drinking. The first thing my wife would say, be like, how about that?
Get out of one.
So they do start with saying spending time apart. It sounds counterintuitive as a way to improve your relationship, but take a break from your partner. Everybody needs their own space and quality time outside of a relationship. Dating and marriage counselors remind us that you deserve that breathing room. And sometimes, you know, distance makes the heart grow fonder. I don't think it's saying, you know, hey, one of you fly to Florida, the other one flies to Mexico,
sure,
that kind of a thing. But it's, you don't need to spend every waking moment that you're not at work together.
Correct.
You know, there is that third place. There is that life that is yours individually that you do want to share with your partner, but
I'll tell you about it later.
Right.
I mean, honestly, that's it.
That's a great way to put it.
I'll tell you about the good time I had later. Yeah.
And I don't think, like, I don't have to be into everything you're into. You don't have to be into everything I'm into.
That's right.
Not at all.
That's right. Go to sleep at the same time. Emphasis on the same time. They're not necessarily in the same bed. Perhaps you've already read that the most American adults are not getting the 7 to 8 hours per night of healthy sleep that they need, but did you know that going to bed at different times negatively impacts you and your partner? For a healthier relationship, head to bed at the same time. There are night owls and early birds who live on different schedules, and then there are those who work in bed while the other is watching Netflix in another room. Whenever the situation, synchronize your bedtimes. According to Chris Brantner, a certified sleep science coach, 75% of couples don't go to bed together, which has negative effects. Those with mismatched sleep patterns report more conflict, less conversation, and have less sex than those who go to bed together.
That's one of the things I miss about being married.
Going to bed.
Just that feeling of being close and sleeping with my wife.
There you go.
Well, my wife always falls asleep before me, but it's on the couch. So technically, we go to bed at the same time.
Sure.
Because I will wake her up a couple hours later, like, hey, let's get to the bed. But she is up by 4:30 or 5 a.m.
There you go.
Every morning, without a doubt. I'm up until about 1 or 2, depending on the night. But for whatever reason, it works very well for us. We're very productive when the other one is asleep.
Sure.
Right? So I do most of the night duties, so to speak. She does most of the morning duty, and we don't interrupt each other.
But you guys go to bed at the same time.
Yeah.
You might still be awake for several hours afterwards.
Sure.
And she's awake several hours before you
Absolutely.
Are. But you guys go to bed at the same time.
Yeah.
My wife and I are the same thing. If I'm going to bed, I lay down and I'm out.
Right.
But I'm up at 5:30 in the morning.
Ooh.
When she goes to bed, she is awake until probably 1 o'clock in the morning, but if she doesn't have to be awake in the morning, exactly. So just kind of logging off at the same time is the healthy part there.
Huh. All right.
There you go. Be vulnerable, which we all hear about, right? Sometimes you have to dig deep to be vulnerable. Couples may find it surprising, but if each one becomes curious about one's own blind spots, discovers them, and then is courageous enough to share that vulnerability, it can help create deeper intimacy. Let's see, a blind spot doesn't necessarily mean a fault or a weakness, but rather a deeply held belief about oneself or about how a relationship is supposed to work or how love is expressed. The belief is so deep that we don't even realize that we have it, hence the term blind spot.
Yeah, but I think that should be the person you talk to.
Yes.
You don't tell them everything, but if something's bugging you, or you put it this way, I know one thing, we will be honest with each other.
Correct.
That, yeah, that we have no problem with. Like, look, man, say what you got to say, especially if I'm asking.
Right.
I don't have to like the answer, but that's one thing we've agreed on. Just be honest.
The wife and I kind of set that precedent early on in the relationship. I set that precedent early on in the relationship that I'm going to say things that are going to hurt you, but I intend to like take this the distance. So
yeah.
I don't ever want you to question if what I'm telling you is true. I don't want you to ever question if I'm withholding something from you. You are going to know everything that I think. You are going to know everything that I have a problem with. You're going to know everything that I am questioning, everything that I've got going on. It's going to hurt. It's going to suck, but you know about it.
But she can do the same to you, right?
Exactly. No. God, no. To yourself. Yeah.
Just God, lie to
no.
me.
No.
Criminy, man. I don't need that pressure. Surprising ways to make your relationship better. Create novel experiences. Open a book and just start writing. No, although eating your favorite pizza every Saturday night and incorporating rituals in your life strengthens relationships, boredom does creep in. Therefore, you should shake things up. Pepper your routine with unpredictable date nights and moments of fun.
Have sex in the guest bedroom.
Yeah! Continuing with spontaneity, many years into a marriage is important, according to a relationship expert. Her book, Five Simple Steps to Take Your Marriage from Good to Great, is based on findings of a groundbreaking study she directed that followed 373 married couples for over 20 years. She found many spouses felt like they were in a rut. I will say, my wife is so much better at that. We're going to go do this week. I'm like, all right, cool.
Oh, I can count on that.
Yeah.
I don't need to make plans.
Right.
I might have plans for me. I'm like, hey, man, on this night, I'm going to do this thing. But otherwise, I don't need to make plans.
I like to think of it as our responsibility in that is just be down for the novel experiences. Because what I have found about my wife, she doesn't like when I come up with the novel experiences.
Yeah.
No, you know why? Because, okay, what friend of yours told you that?
That's exactly right.
Steve did. Steve done no good pizza.
Right, exactly.
And then 3 weeks later, one of her friends says, hey, you should try this pizza place. It's like, that's the one Steve was telling me about.
Yeah,
we should go there.
We should go, because now it's my just, friend told
it's
me.
It's the source of information.
Now I'm interested.
Right, now I care. Yeah. How did that happen?
It's like giving directions.
Yeah.
Are you sure? Look, man, I'm telling you, this is the way to go. I'm not going to go that way. And then your friend Cindy calls. Yeah. Go that way. We're going this way because Cindy said to. All right, cool.
They do. They wait for certain people. It's like, I thought I was the one you
We should watch nope. this show. Who told you that, Miles? Was it Steve? maybe. I'm not watching that. Again, 2 weeks later.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, and this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
See, she never tries to figure out who told me. She just wonders why in the hell why would you watch that? Looked kind of interesting.
Yeah, those interest me.
Those are a friend of mine that would tell me he's a foodie.
Okay.
Very, very high places to go that he enjoyed.
Yeah. High end, yeah.
And then,
the restaurant must have no more than one syllable.
I would recommend these places, and typically when we would go, the food was great.
Okay.
But she did not want to, she fought me on it, right?
Yeah.
But I swear to God, the next thing I knew, she was out with her friend. They're going to go see a show or something.
Old Marge wants to go to this.
And that's where they go for dinner.
So she can tell you that it's good.
Yeah.
And you're like, I haven't gone yet.
I wanted to go with you on Thursday night, dude. But you said no because Steve said it was good. I'm using you as an example.
That's right.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
I'm not, maybe.
Steve does no good food.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like, Jesus Christ.
Steve.
Oh, yeah. Man.
I give Thrill enough credit, but sometimes I'll ask about something. It'll go, it's good. Now, you won't like it. But it's a good restaurant.
Yeah, just know your audience. It's like asking someone about a movie, like certain people. It's not that I don't trust their opinion, but they know what I like. I know what they like.
Correct.
So like if it's a horror movie, I'm going to go to Mike. Yeah, I'm not going to go to Utah. You'll be like, it was scary. Right?
Right. I watched a handful of movies over the weekend. I wouldn't recommend one of them to Ted. I like them.
And if it's a day off, don't listen to me because it's just going to be a war movie.
Yeah. That's right. That's right. What happened to your rom-com on planes, Days, Ted?
Well, thanks to my Xfinity app. Live TV.
Surprising
rom-coms went out the window.
Surprising ways to make your relationship better. Surprise with little things. Don't worry, I got a little thing that surprises her all the time.
I still can't believe it's that small.
Small gestures keep the spark alive and remind your partner you are thinking about them. Happy
like teriyaki lube.
Yeah. See, you come full circle, buddy.
Hey, let me rip that blanket out of the middle of your back. It's huge. I know you can't see it.
It's called F sauce.
Yeah.
Surprise! I brought in another chick.
Oh, it's little things.
I'm thinking of you.
Surprise! You're surprised at the door. Don't be angry. Happy couples are kind to each other. Giving or volunteering to help out is a plus. In fact, acts of kindness are powerful, and those that are unplanned tend to fuel overall well-being.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, man. Come on.
Of course.
I like this one. Fight better.
All right.
Which sounds funny.
Use your jab.
Right.
I'm kidding. Keep the right up. See you coming, didn't you?
Keep the right
up. Keep your hands up. Keep your hands up.
No, they actually.
Kidney shot.
They give you a couple deals here. Soften the startup, edit what you say, and offer repair attempts. Focus on the positives. I understand what they're talking about there. Couples are going to fight. There is no.
Yeah.
The perfect couple fights when nobody's watching.
Mm-hmm.
When nobody's watching.
When nobody's
not
watching.
On the middle of the doggone street screaming at the top of your lungs.
Kiss my ass, Tony.
That's right. And that's the whole thing. You know, and when my wife and I bicker, we actually have a very harsh agreement. Like, we never take it to the F you. We never take it to the, well, you got a little, nah.
Right.
You know, we never take it to that level unless we're being facetious.
Do you beat her to the punch? I know I have a small penis.
Oh, I beat her to death. You saw her. Two black eyes when she came in here. Busted up damn nose.
That's true. That's true.
No, but that's as long as it's constructive. We are fighting because I frustrated you or vice versa.
Yeah.
Keep it constructive. Keep it to where I need to be corrected or you need to soften up. One of the two things. Or vice versa. Same thing.
Yeah, we just got to stop fighting. Right. If you know you're going to disagree,
away.
It's just like, even if we reach a conclusion of this doesn't matter. If the answer is no, we're like, all right, let's move on, man.
Then I'll leave you with this last surprising way to make your relationship better.
A thruple.
Share a loving story. Very close.
Oh, man, I picked up this hooker on Aurora.
I swear I'm in love.
And I learned this kissing technique I want to try. It involves a cold sore.
Oh, no.
Say, she let you kiss her?
Yeah.
And it's what you think, guys are thinking about. It might surprise you. Reminiscing can help enhance your relationship. Conversations that start with remember when and track down
memory
lane.
Remember when you used to give me a mouth hug?
Yeah. You guys don't know what to do. Just talk to
No,
your
I
people.
Took her to Burger Master. I'm going to take you there, too.
Mm.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.